Your kid is ready to get their driver's license. They know the rules of the road. But you're worried about what might happen if they get pulled over by police. This is not an uncommon anxiety, especially if your child is Black or brown. But parents of kids with communication disabilities have an added concern that a police officer might misinterpret their child's disability and get arrested, or worse. Caroline Yanez has this story about one idea that could help in these situations, a designation on a state ID that lets law enforcement know that a person has a communication impediment.
Edward Lofton loves road trips with his mom, Joanna. He's like a human GPS. He doesn't need maps or a phone. He knows exactly where to go.
I have a gift for roads, freeways, for directions. I can tell you how to get to mostly anywhere in the country, to any downtown city.
On their most recent trip, they drove to North Carolina to see family. Edward gave instructions the whole way while Joanna drove. Edward is 28. He was diagnosed with autism when he was 2. He doesn't have his driver's license yet, but he hopes to get it soon. Joanna is confident that when he's ready to take the test, he'll pass with flying colors. What she is concerned about is what might happen to him if he gets pulled over while driving. What if a police officer doesn't understand that Edward might have a harder time making eye contact or processing and following directions quickly? What if the officer just thinks her son is non-compliant?
When he was 12, I took him to the police station because of that very issue to say, this is my son. My son has autism. Yes, he is an African-American boy. And yes, he is big for his age, but please don't shoot my son, because it is a constant fear.
Changes are coming that Joanna hopes could make her feel a little more at ease with Edward driving. Starting July 1st, the Secretary of State's office will allow people to put a designation on a Michigan driver's license or state ID that indicates a communication impediment. The new laws were championed by the Xavier DeGroat Autism Foundation. People with autism would qualify for the designation, and so would people with hearing impairments. Jenna Giese is the president of the Michigan Deaf Association. She says she's had police officers accuse her of faking her deafness to get out of a ticket.
The deaf community, our number one problem with law enforcement is that we do not respond correctly to verbal commands because we don't understand them. If he tells me to get out of the car and I think he told me to reach for my ID, I just reach for my pocket without his permission. That's all it takes.
Supporters of the legislation say a marker on a license is a good start, but they say police training is also needed to help avoid communication errors that could turn deadly. And they say that training has to happen more than once every couple of years. The Autism Alliance of Michigan has been doing training for Michigan State Police and other departments. The training is intended to help officers recognize certain behaviors and adjust their communication. That could be as simple as not demanding eye contact or allowing for more processing time after asking a question. Robert Stevenson is the president of the Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police. He says he supports better training for officers, but departments also need the money to pay for it.
The training funds in Michigan have been reduced down to $122 per officer per year, and departments can't use those funds to backfill, meaning pay overtime so they can bring people in.
Stevenson says he also likes the idea of signaling to officers that a person has a communication disability, but he thinks it should be more obvious than a marker on a driver's license. He suggests a marker on a license plate. Edward Lofton, the young person you heard at the beginning of this story, is not a fan of that idea.
I wouldn't want everyone to know that I have a disability.
More than that, Edward shares his mom's fears that police might see him as a threat, just because he's Black. He wishes everyone, especially law enforcement, would show a little more kindness and patience towards people like himself.
Think about George Floyd and all the other Black men and women that have got killed by police. I guess the police would be more willing to shoot or kill someone like me than to ask questions first.
Edward really wants his license so he can do things like drive to the grocery store or to a restaurant, but he wants to feel safe while driving. He says giving law enforcement some information up front might prevent a confusing or even deadly situation. For Michigan Radio News, I'm Caroline Yanez.